This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, or prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You could purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the website as well. You can call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to a real live person, or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget to take a look at our two skin health products at truthtreatments.com. Find out what are over 500, actually over now 600 five-star reviews at truthreview.com are all about. Every day we get more and more. I got two of them today. Susan C. says, Omega 6 is my first purchase of Truth Treatments. It's true that a little goes a long way. The only thing I don't like is now I want the entire line, including the vitamins. I use Omega 6 at night, along with fulvic minerals. 1/8 of a teaspoon is sufficient for the entire face. Let's see here. Got that one just a few moments ago. A wonderful product, Laura P. says. TruthReview.com for all of our 500-plus five-star reviews. TruthTreatments.com if you want to purchase any of our True Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Faust Ruggiero coming up the bottom of the hour. Faust is the author of a book called The Fix Yourself Handbook. I love that title. We got to learn to fix ourselves. We are so conditioned to go outside of ourselves to take care of our business, to go outside of ourselves to health authorities, to go outside of ourselves to legal authorities, to political authorities, to authorities everywhere. It's classic misdirection. Fix Yourself Handbook is about taking care of your own business. Faust says, are you ready to unleash the power that has been inside you all your life with all that's going on today? People are fighting depression. I was just reading how Michelle Obama says that she's suffering from low-grade depression. People are dealing with anxiety and insomnia. Faust is a clinical therapist, and we're going to talk about how to become more objective, less emotional, and reach a more focused, peaceful place in life. Contentment. That's what we're looking for. We're all looking for contentment. And ironically, contentment is not from the outside. You don't have to look any further than yourself. It's like the Wizard of Oz. The end of the Wizard of Oz, she travels all over the place, all over Oz to try to get home.
And finally, at the end, she realized she was in bed all the time. That's like us and our own contentment and our own happiness. We go all over the world to find contentment and happiness. Find contentment and happiness from relationships and romance and jobs and money and all the ways we go outside ourselves to find contentment and happiness. It turns out contentment and happiness is all inside us. We have it all the time. We've had it all the time at home. Fix Yourself Handbook by Faust Ruggiero. It's all about how we can unleash the power that we have inside of ourselves. We'll talk to Faust at the bottom of the hour and get your phone calls next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so I've been really getting into fats lately. And if you've been listening to me or you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you don't think of fats like most people think of fats. For most people, fats are a four-letter word. They're a curse word. It's not as bad as it was in the 90s or the early 2000s when everybody was on low-fat diets. You guys remember that? I'll never forget going to some gal's salon. She was a very famous skincare therapist, and I was having lunch with her, and she was really proud to show me how she had no fat in her lunch. Back this was 1998, 1999, and I was already hip to the importance of fats for being in the skincare business. In the skincare business, we know that when you take fats out of the diet, especially essential fatty acids, it doesn't take very long for skin rashes and skin lesions and inflammation to show up So I knew about the importance of fats, and I remember being shocked by this gal. She was actually not a gal. She was an older, she's probably in her 70s at the time. And she was very proud to show me that there was no fat on her plate. It was, she had fruit on her plate, and she had veggies on her plate, and I don't remember what else. There was some meat on there, but there was no fat, and she was very proud of that. And it's not as bad as it was back in the 90s. Still, we don't understand the power of fats, and it's much to our health detriment. Fats carry electricity with them. Actually, fats hold on to electricity. They store electricity. That's why when you burn a fat, you get a fire. Because the electricity or the energy, a fire is just the movement of electricity. Did you know that, by the way? That's what a fire is just the movement of electricity. Fires are electrical phenomena. So when you light a match to oil, it burns. That's because of all the electricity that's stored in the oil. That's why we use oil and gasoline. There's lots of energy, electrons, stored in fats. And there's especially a lot of electrons stored in unsaturated fats. You've heard that term. Unsaturated refers to concentrations of electrons. When something's unsaturated, that means there's a clump of electronic energy located in that fat. If it's polyunsaturated, that means there's lots of little clumps electronic energy. That's why you've heard the term polyunsaturated fatty acids. Unsaturated, technically speaking, is a double bond, but just colloquially or graphically or using your imagination, you could picture a bunch of electrons. That's what a double bond is, and that's what when something's unsaturated, it means it has a clump of electrical energy. If it's polyunsaturated, it has lots of clumps. Vegetable oils tend to be polyunsaturated, and this is why you've heard not to use vegetable oils. If you ask me, I don't think that's good advice. I think you should be careful with vegetable oils. You want to respect your vegetable oils. You do not want to ingest them processed, and you don't want to process them yourselves. I heat them because those clumps of energy, those unsaturated pieces, if you will, those double bonds are very unstable, and heat explodes them. And when it explodes them, they turn from potential energy, from stored energy, to actualized energy, and that actualized energy can be damaging. It can induce what's called oxidation and free radicals, and this is why people tell you not to use vegetable oils, because of those clumps of energy. However, those clumps of energy are important, super important. I'll tell you where they're really, really, really important. They're important for genetics. They act as genetic aids or epigenetic factors. They turn on genes. And to deprive yourself of essential fatty acids is to deprive yourself of some powerful control points for your genetics, especially around growth and repair. And that's why essential fatty acids and these polyunsaturated fatty acids are so important for growth and repair. That's why when you take them out of the diet, you shrivel up, especially your skin shrivels up. I can always tell when somebody's not getting enough essential fatty acids or good fats by looking at their skin. Their skin will be dry, it will be thin. If they're older, it'll be thinning. Now, as we get older, we don't absorb our fats as effectively, so just taking your fats is not enough. And this is one place where fats get really under-leveraged. People take in fats, but they don't absorb them. They don't break them down. They don't utilize them.
I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. We'll get your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Faust Ruggiero in the Fix Yourself Handbook coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We got Faust Ruggiero. Faust Ruggiero. I think I'm saying it right. Faust Ruggiero, the book is the Fix Yourself Handbook coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I love inspirational speakers. I love the concept of inspiration. That's the most important thing that's the biggest crisis I think we have today. We have an inspiration crisis. We're not only not inspired, we're expired, or whatever the opposite of inspired is. We have a collective angst and a collective anxiety and a collective depression and a collective fear of the world that's being perpetuated by media, by people who want us to be afraid, or entities or institutions that want us to be scared. When we're scared, we become dependent. When we're scared, we become weak. When we're scared, we become sick. And for some reason, the powers that be feel like we're easier to control when we're scared, for some reason. But we don't have to be scared. We can learn to take control of our lives. We can learn to take care of how we respond to our lives. Even if you can't control your environment and the things that happen, you can control your responses. And fear, by the way, is really a somatic experience. It gets labeled, and we create stories around it, but at the end of the day, fear, like all emotions, is a somatic experience. That is, it's located inside the body. And guess what? The somatic experience that gets labeled as fear is exactly the same as the somatic experience that gets labeled as excitement. The only difference is in the label. The somatic experience, the feeling, if you will, of fear is the same feeling as the feeling of excitement. It is only the label that is different. And by the way, that's true about anxiety also. For those of you guys experiencing anxiety, understand that what you're feeling, the somatic sensation called anxiety, is exactly the same as the somatic experience, somatic feeling, the somatic experience of anticipation. Anticipation is a tingly feeling. Anxiety is a tingly feeling. Fear is a tingly feeling. Excitement is a tingly feeling. The only thing that's different is the label. And we can control the label. The label's ours. We get to label. Labeling is actually creation. When you label something, you create it. When you distinguish something with a label, you actually pull it into reality. So we can distinguish and we can label a somatic sensation any way we like, and we will create that experience. We'll create the experience of fear, we'll create the experience of excitement based on how we label it. All right, so Faust Ruggiero, bottom of the hour. We'll get your phone calls this segment if we have any, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about this idea of the fats, the essential fats. There's so much to talk about. One of the major reasons why we don't look so good as we get older is because we're not processing fats correctly. Leave aside the fact that most of us aren't getting enough good fats, even if we are smart enough to make sure we're getting our essential fatty acids and our good fats. And saturated fats are also good fats, too, by the way. I know we're conditioned to believe that only unsaturated fats are good. Saturated fats are good fats, too. Fats are incredibly important as anti-aging molecules. They turn on the molecules, they turn on the genetics of growth. They're epigenetic factors. When fats are removed, when fats are taken out, inflammation results. Growth does not occur, and you can see it on somebody's skin. Dry skin, by the way, should never, ever happen. If I could see everybody, if I asked you guys to raise your hands, if you have dry skin, I could see you, I'm sure everybody would be raising their hands. I would see everybody raising their hands. When I do talks, I used to do talks, I don't know when I'll do talks again, but when I used to do talks, I would say, when we're talking about dry skin, how many of you guys have dry skin? Everybody would raise their hands. Dry skin is a classic example of a body that's not producing fats correctly, that's not getting fats correctly, that's not getting fats inside it efficiently or effectively. And when I say effectively, I mean getting the fats first of all and then processing the fats second of all. As we get older, we do not process our fats as effectively, even if we're getting them. Most people aren't even getting them. One of the classic and iconic and also underappreciated places where fats show up is in vegetables. Hold your cucumber up and look at it, and you're going to say, well, that's 99% water. Yeah, but it's 1% fat. A cucumber is 1% fat. Celery has a small amount of fat. Lettuce has a small amount of fat in it. And those fats are in the colors, the pigments, as well as other factors that you can't necessarily see. If you've ever eaten a vegetable and it had a sort of bitter quality to it, that bitter quality is largely the result of molecules that are in the fatty part of the plant or the vegetable. Those molecules that are located in the fatty part of the vegetable are highly, highly anti-aging and protective. The bitter compounds, they're called flavonoids and carotenes and alkaloids, phytonutrients in general. They're fatty and they're super protective. That's their main role, actually. Phytonutrients, the main role of phytonutrients that are non-essential, we call them non-essential. I would present to you that they're probably essential. We just don't appreciate them as essential, meaning you have to have them. These molecules that are located in the fatty part of the plant are adaptogens. They help the cell handle stress. They help the body handle stress because they help the cell handle stress. They're stress modulating devices. They're stress modulating molecules. They're the tools that nature uses to help animal cells handle stress. There's a crossover between what a plant produces and how the quality of life of an animal that eats that plant in a non-essential way. Now, we call it non-essential, but it is really essential probably. But in a non-essential way, based on what we ordinarily assume are essential. We don't think of flavonoids and carotenes and phytosterols and tannins and all of these thousands upon thousands of molecules. And by the way, it really is infinite because we keep finding more and more and we don't know where it ends. All of these phytonutrients that are located in the fatty part of the plant help cells deal with stress, including the stress of aging. And under deficiencies, you'll age faster. Your skin won't look as good. Your skin will age faster. And I can tell always by looking at somebody if they have a problem with their fatty, with their ability to utilize fats. Back to essential fatty acids. When you take essential fatty acids out of the diet, inflammation results. And it could very well be that almost all inflammatory diseases are the end result of at least a partial problem processing fats. All of this is to say, it's not enough to get your ultimate EFAs or your Udo's blend or your cod liver oil, and you need them all, by the way. You also have to make sure you're processing them, and that's where your ultimate enzymes come in. That's where apple cider vinegar with meals comes in. That's where pancreatin comes in. We don't talk about pancreatin enough. It's an enzyme that the pancreas produces, obviously. And under conditions of pancreatic insufficiency or pancreatic issues, pancreatitis, you're not going to be able to process fats as effectively. And even if it's subclinical, you may not know. So get yourself on some pancreatin. Probiotics. Everybody knows about probiotics for the immune system, or they should anyway. We talk about it enough. But do you know probiotics play a major role in how the body processes fats? If you're dealing with dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, you're drinking a lot of chlorine water, you take chlorinated water, you're taking antibiotics, you're eating antibiotics in your foods. There's endless ways, practically, that we disturb our gut bacteria, the microbiome. If you're dealing with any of those issues, it's likely you're not going to be processing fats as effectively. You'll be more prone towards inflammatory disease, and you'll be aging much more quickly, and it will show up on your skin no matter how much wrinkle cream you use. All right, that's where a good probiotic supplement comes in, of course. And then, you know, probiotics also make fats themselves. Not only do they help you process fats, they actually help you make fats, especially butyrate fats. We'll talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. I'm pharmacist Ben Faust Ruggiero. The Fix Yourself Handbook coming up next segment. Don't go away.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. 1.8 million jobs added to the U.S. economy in July. That's according to the just-released federal government jobs report for last month. It's a pullback from the gains of May and June, and many say evidence the resurgent coronavirus is stalling hiring and slowing an economic rebound. Mark Zandi is senior economist with Moody's Analytics. He says while it was better than he and other analysts expected, that pullback could happen over the next few months, as many states consider reversing course when it comes to reopening.
The virus has re-intensified in the last 4, 6, 8 weeks. We've had some states backtrack on their reopening, some pause, and I expected that that would show up in weaker job gains than we actually got.
The unemployment rate fell to 10.2% last month, nearly a full point lower than the month before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An executive order will keep U.S. companies from making transactions with the parent company of TikTok. President Trump signing the order yesterday that bars transactions with China-based ByteDance effective 45 days from now. The order states the video sharing app's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal info, the president leaving the door open for an American company to buy the platform. The family of a man killed in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans is hopeful his body can finally be recovered this weekend. Quinion Wimberly's family updating the progress of the removal yesterday following multiple delays due to weather and other issues. That accident happened back on October 12th of 2019. And it's National Purple Heart Day. President George Washington creating the Purple Heart Military Merit on August 7th, 1782. And today might be a good day to raise your glass because it's International Beer Day. The day was first celebrated in 2008. Now it's been taking place every year on the first Friday of August. InternationalBeerDay.com's been established because of it, and it says more than 200 cities in the world officially take part in the observance. The first recipes for the drink date back to 4300 BC, and the founder says the day was made to unite the world under the banner of beer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com, and you can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470. Also, take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wounds, for healing wounds, for addressing skin diseases. Turns out, when you address skin health, you address skin beauty. Health equals beauty always, and our True Skin Health products are health products for the beauty of your skin. You can find them all at TruthTreatments.com and are all 600 plus now, 600 plus five-star reviews all at truthreviewed.com, truthtreatments.com for the products, truthreviewed.com for our reviews. I am really excited to have our guest on today, Faust Ruggiero, author of The Fix Yourself Handbook, The Process Way of Life. Faust is a clinical therapist, and he's been practicing for over 40 years. He works in Bangor, Pennsylvania, at the Community Psychological Center. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Faust Ruggiero. Hello, Faust.
Hi, Ben. How are you today?
Nice to talk to you, buddy. I was very excited when I saw your blurb in RTIR, and I said we got to get Faust on the program. We talk a lot on the program about what you talk about, what you write about at the very beginning of your book. The book is The Fix Yourself Handbook. No one can fix your world for you. Everything you need to be happy and fulfilled is already inside of you. You simply need to understand how to use it. Then you can find peace and begin to love yourself. How ironic is it, Faust, that all this stuff is inside us, but we're looking everywhere, to and fro, hither and thither, to try to find what's already inside us?
And that is the problem. You know, everything is there. You know, I tell people all the time, we've been on the earth for centuries. Somehow we got along with all this new stuff, all these medicines and all these things. The natural stuff, what's inside us, that's the way to go.
Yeah. What do you think about what's going on today? As somebody who teaches people to be content and find peace and happiness and security from the inside, how does it make you feel when you hear all the stuff on the news and in the newspapers and from the government and from medical professionals literally saying the words, be scared, be very, very scared, literally saying those words? How does that make you feel?
That's the part that's so distressing. You know, when we could be getting out there and telling people this is the way to work with this, and this is the way you can keep calm and use your intellect about this. Instead, it's become some sensational story that we just keep on plugging, and people are reacting, and suicides are up, and alcoholism's up, and family abuse, all those things are up because people don't know what to do with themselves.
So you have 52 things that people can do, 52 mm-hmm. ways in the process way of life. Why don't you give us like the most important thing, the most important thing you want people to know about how to deal with what's going on in the world today, how to not be freaked out by what's happening?
Well, we just want to slow down and allow our brains to do some fact-finding. We want to be able to work with facts. That's the key to everything. And we hear it in the news all the time, fake news or whatever you want to call it. But we want to be able to work with facts, and you got to go slow enough to do that. We're just going too fast.
Yeah, the whole idea of reacting emotionally or encouraging people to react emotionally sort of plays on our need, on our most basic need, which is our need for survival. How do you thrive without being too focused on, you have to survive, you have to focus on survival, but how do you enter into thrival without being so focused on the survival part?
Well, you know, again, you break that down, Ben. It's the real survival and all this fake survival. I think that they're attaching to that part of our lives. Our survival is being healthy, is doing the things for our body and our minds that keep us healthy. Tuning into all this stuff and all the news, what people are saying, and that just takes things and throws them way out of whack. Just focus on your basic survival. Keep your day, your routines as close to natural as you can, and things work out really well.
Okay, so you talk a lot in your book about this idea of slowing down. Mm-hmm. Is that related to mindfulness?
Absolutely. That's one of the concepts. But the other part of it is slowing the body down. I always tell people, you can talk about slowing your mind down, but if you don't learn how to calm your body down, because we're physical organisms first, we got to learn how to calm down and slow the pace of our lives. You know, we're putting caffeine and other drugs into our system that accelerate. We get to the point where that accelerated life is almost addictive. Not only do we live in it, we keep seeking it out.
Well, you say slowing down, but you can't tell a depressed person to slow down, can you?
What I always tell people first is get to the doctor, find out if there are anything like that. When they come in the office, I know whether they're depressed or not. Sometimes the depression, however, is caused by the anxiety and the accelerated pace in life. People just burn out and they get depressed, or they're depressed over conditions that have been in their life for so long that they haven't attended to and corrected.
Okay, so you talk about this thing called the process way of life. And you have a really cool chapter in your book about life being a journey and how we can appreciate our journey. How is first of all, what is the process way of life? What is trusting the process? And how does that relate to this whole idea of life as a journey?
Well, let's start with the journey first. I always say there's the journey people and the destination people. Journey people want to focus on their life every day. They want all the moments to be good. And usually those people are also focused on simple pleasures. The destination people are a little bit more grandiose. They want to go faster. They're quick fix people, and very external. But the journey people tend to be more internal, and they're focused on that part of their lives. The process way of life just simply says there are all the different processes that we can use. Things like honesty, slowing down, setting boundaries, all those kinds of things. And I teach people all the various simple, logical processes. It's nothing new. If you read my book, you'll walk away saying, okay, that's stuff I've heard. He just presented it in a format, and mm-hmm. that's all I've really done. I'm not trying to be revolutionary. I'm trying to be as realistic and as grounded as we can be, and the processes get you there.
And so what you're calling processes, other people could call hacks or techniques.
Absolutely.
Or strategies.
Mm-hmm. Methods to use that get you to a specific point. And the way I present them, one after the other, I'll introduce the concept that we want to talk about. Let's say honesty. I'll give 3 or 4 pages of information so people are understanding what we're talking about and what needs to be done. Then at the end of every chapter, I provide the exact steps for people to make this happen.
Okay, so you wrote. When did you finish the book?
Book was finished in mid-December of last year.
Okay, so when you finished the book and you got it to the editor and you got it back, were you like, darn, I forgot one process?
No, I actually, it was a 4-year writing process and editing, and so I probably read that book 50 times.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure it was precise. There are always added things we can do. Some smaller processes that we can add. And when I do the second book, which is going to be a takeoff on the first, the first is I'm getting you there. The second is this is how I'm going to keep you there.
All right, that's great because you got a ton of it's a life's work just to get all of these processes just in the first book.
Yeah, it's a life program.
Yeah. I want to talk about one of my favorite processes, and that's one that you mentioned in chapter 30, and that's gratitude. I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. And then also I want to discuss anger games. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Faust Ruggiero. His book is The Fix Yourself Handbook, available on Amazon and also at FaustRuggiero.com. We'll be back in the break.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Faust Ruggiero, therapist from Bangor, Pennsylvania, and also the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook, Using the Process Way of Life to Transform Your Life into a Happy, Healthy Journey. So, Faust, one of my favorite things to talk about on this program is this idea of gratitude and how it's kind of like a lot of people don't recognize this, you probably do. It's a biological phenomenon as much as it's a psychological phenomenon. You call it the great connector, gratitude. What does that mean exactly?
It connects us to everything, Ben. I mean, there are really two kinds of gratitude. There's what I call retroactive gratitude. That's, you know, someone does something for us, we get something, we're happy, we express gratitude. Then there's one I call proactive, global gratitude. That's in us all the time. We're thankful for everything that goes on in our lives. We can see the little things. And when we get to that point that we don't have to get something to be grateful, then we're working with that type, with more global gratitude. Then it connects to every part of your life. It connects to other people. It connects to the universe, if you will. It connects to everything. And then your life takes on an entirely new meaning. Happiness really resides there.
Can you apply that to everything? Like, there's existential gratitude, there's existential joy, there's existential contentment, and then there's gratitude for having something, or happiness or joy for having something. Is that a distinction, like existential versus experiential or episodic?
And that's what we're really talking about, yeah. The existential is always there, and it's connected to every part of your life. Whereas experiential, you know, it's what it is. Someone says you look nice, or you got the new car that you always wanted, or something like that. That's thankfulness. Whether it's gratitude, yeah, you can be grateful about that, but it's an external thing that comes inward. That's the real difference. The external comes inward because something out there happened. The existential, what I call a proactive global, is in you all the time, and that moves outward. That's why it connects to everything.
So this sounds so easy. Everything's inside of us. Why are we going crazy? We have it all. We have all the power to be happy, the power to be content, the power to handle things. We have it all inside us. Why is it so mysterious?
Because the external comes along as quick fixes, and you don't have to put a lot of energy out for that. You don't have to, you know, make that the lifelong process. Don't have to work real hard for it. And, you know, we've gotten lazy. It's all there, and we just get those little quick fixes, and we don't work for it. But the problem is, quick fixes, you know, always have collateral damage, and they're very short. They have a very doing this, which makes us a bit neurotic.
So, speaking of neuroses, where does anger fit into this equation?
You know, anger is one of those things. We have trouble with our emotions, but the one that comes out the easiest is anger, and because we use it for so many different things.
You know, so go ahead. Why do you call it games?
Because after a while, it's not a response to something. It's something we use to control. It's something that we use to manage our lives. It's something we use to push people out or to punish people. You know, there are all different kinds of anger. So now we start playing with it. We start using it. And the real concern is that when we use it, you know, it again is neurological. Anger provides an adrenaline rush. And that adrenaline rush, anytime anytime you work with adrenaline, you're fooling with something that the body can become addicted to. So believe it or not, anger will actually change the way the brain works, and you become addicted to anger. Now you're simply using anger because you need to.
And so what about righteous anger?
And sometimes that's the most insidious of all them, because we firmly believe we're right. We firmly believe that we're either responding to some injustice or we have the better way, and no one will see what we're trying to communicate to them. So we our standards, our feeling about ourselves go way up. So it actually seems to justify the anger. But really, there's never any justification for anger. There's always other tools that can be used.
So what would you say to people like the Black Lives Matter people or the people who are out there protesting the inequalities and the way money is distributed in the economy? And they say, police brutality. They say, we've tried to talk, and they don't listen to us. We have to do it this way. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say we have so many examples through history where that hasn't worked. So you're saying, I'm going to fight injustice with anger. The other side will just rise up. Or what will happen is, if you don't have a plan to follow up your anger, when we started the whole Black Lives Movement, that's great, but where are you going to go after the protests? That's the real key. Anger doesn't always have a constructive plan. So, you know, and I mean, I even saw, I think it was Oprah Winfrey said, where do we go next? It did a documentary on this. And I think that's the real key to these kinds of things. You may get someone's attention and you even change a few things, but will you have change for the long run? Will this movement for equality and justice make its way back to the neighborhoods? That requires a plan, and you won't get that with anger. You get attention, but you won't. It doesn't. Anger, you know. Again, we're talking about the brain. Anger is in that back part of our brain. That's all. Where all the autonomic processes are. We don't control that very well. We want to get more into the front cortex of our brain, where all the reasoning abilities are, and that takes a plan. That takes facts, and it takes time.
So I remember when I was growing up, there was this thing called primal screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, do you remember this? And there was a guy named Janov, and he said that you have to get it out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
That you've got to there's all this repressed anger, and you get it out of your system by screaming and breaking things and throwing pillows and all this kind of stuff. Is that valid, or
no.
Does that just make it worse?
It makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes people took things out of context with Janov. He was saying it will. If you get it out, it won't cause you to, you know, have the stroke or the heart attack or those kinds of things. But it causes other damage. You know, after you break everything in your house, now you have to go back and, you know, replace everything and pay all that the damage, or you have to go, get back into good graces with the person who you verbally destroyed, or maybe you physically did some things too. So it really doesn't work. The key is to be able to develop your rational thought so you're not getting to the point of anger, and move those bad habits out of the system, and then understand that you may win for the short run, but boy, you're going to, you know, the anger always has a long-term effect associated with it.
Okay, so the book is called The Fix Yourself Handbook. It kind of emphasizes this you. There's a lot of you in the book, but one of the chapters is about service, about serving others. How does that fit into all of this?
Well, that's when you really get to the point that you're feeling good about yourself. You know, you can accomplish anything in the world, but until you can turn what you gain back into service for another person, it's really a one-way street. You want to be able to take what you have, give it to someone else, not with any payback in mind, and just be able to give that to them. Then that's when we're doing all this, where social injustice goes away. That's where all this higher order thinking comes, when we turn our lives into service for other people.
But that's not people-pleasing.
That's not people-pleasing. You don't be in service of anyone who doesn't need it. Oftentimes, people-pleasers are out there. They're really, what they're doing is they're working for themselves. They're not trying to take care of anyone else. They're just trying to make sure their world is okay. And confrontations from other people and the possibility of people arguing, all that conflict, people-pleasers don't do well with that. So they do anything in their power to keep their world steady.
So the difference between people-pleasing and service is the intent.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay, so humility. I have this thing I call preventive humility, where you want to be humble first. Like, you don't want the universe to come and humble you, because the universe has many, many ways to humble you. Talk to us a little bit about this distinction between arrogance and humility and why it's important.
Yeah, you know, I talk a lot about that, even when I do the workshops. That always comes up. Humility allows your brain to slow down enough, and you don't see yourself as the center of the universe, so to speak. Wisdom is what we're really looking for. And in order to become wise, in order to be able to have that global wisdom we all like, you have to be humble enough to keep on learning. And that's what humility does. It allows us to always remain a student and never get to the point where we're arrogant enough to think we got the whole story.
That's so great.
You know, even as I'm teaching, people will say, well, you're the expert on this. And I'll say, well, but I'm also the student on this, because the moment I stop learning, I have now hit my ceiling and things will go past me. And I don't want that to happen.
Plus, you learn by teaching.
That's correct.
That's one of the best ways to learn. I wish we had more time. The book is The Fix Yourself Handbook. Do you see people talk to people now or Zoom or anything like that?
Yeah, we're doing a lot. I think I've done about 30 interviews in the past 3 months.
Okay, so everything's on your website if people want to reach out to you.
Yeah, in my website, fosterjournal.com. Either type my name in or the Fix Yourself Handbook. The website is dedicated solely to the book. Everything you want to know about the book is there.
Thank you so much, Faust. We're out of time. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for being on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.